You're with SBS Radio.
Nagbigay inspirasyon ang sikat na pelikulang Bucket List sa buong mundo upang ipagpatuloy ng mga tao ang kanilang nais gawin sa buhay. Subalit, ano nga ba ang Bucket List at kinakailangan mo ba ito upang mamuhay ng may kabuluhan? Narito ang ulat ni Amy Chen Yuang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Sa panahon ngayon, iniisip ng mga tao bilang isang dakilang pagbabiyahe at karanasan ang bucket list. Ito ay tungkol sa pagdisenyo ng makabuluhan at masayang buhay na higit pa sa ating pang-araw-araw na mga gawain. Sa kamakailang pananaliksik ng Rest Industry Super, nalaman na 52% ng Australia, mahigit 55 taong gulang, ay may tinatawag na retirement bucket list. Ito ay pinaliwanag ng bucket list coach na si Lee Bloom.
The common definition of a bucket list is usually about travel, but it should be about much more than that. It should be about things that you want to do, things you want to try, learn, experience, and before you are given any sort of use-by date. And it should also be never-ending. So as you cross things off, you should always be adding things onto it. So it's a perpetual list. They actually have to sit down and do things and action them rather than wait for some traumatic experience to happen.
Ang mga kabataan ngayon ay hinahamon din ang kanilang mga sarili na ilista ang kanilang mga pangarap na nais makamit. Kliyente nila ang mga kabataang nasa 20-60 taong gulang. Napansin ni Bloom ang diferensya sa ugali ng mga baby boomer at millennial.
With older people, our culture or the way we saw mum and dad work, you know, you sort of got up, you went to work, and you were given your lot and that's what you accepted. Whereas today, a lot of the younger people don't do that. They take advantage of the things that come along. They'll go and do it, whereas older, probably myself included, we would think about it and go, oh, you know, can I afford it? Can I afford the time? What about this? What about that? And of course, then the opportunity is gone.
Ayon kay Bloom, ang bucket list ay hindi kinakailangang maglaman ng mga malalaking layunin na bibilis sa mundo. Ang listahan ay higit na personal at kakaiba para sa bawat individual. Ang iilan sa mga tala ay maaaring simple, tulad ng pag-organisa ng isang grupo na maghandog ng dugo ng magkasama, pag-aral ng kasaysayan ng iyong pamilya, ang pagpasok sa isang bagong libangan o ang pagdiskubre ng mga malalapit na bayan.
I had one client, she's 60. She told me that she thinks that she's actually dared to dream, that she is putting on paper things that she never ever thought that she would even think about, let alone do.
Isa sa kanyang mga kliyente ay si Ayoma Gonaratne. Nagbukas ito ng isang gourmet deli sa lugar na Orange. 12 na ang nakaraan. Mahal ni Gunaratne ang kanyang trabaho bilang isang kusinero at may-ari ng negosyo ng pamilya. Ngunit simula nang magsulat ng kanyang bucket list, ang kanyang buhay ay hindi lamang tungkol sa trabaho.
It brings a certain amount of excitement back into your life, you know, because we get so involved with the mundane, everyday things of life that it can actually bring us down.
Habang masigasig pa rin siya sa kanyang trabaho, nais nitong matupad ang kanyang pangarap na makalangoy kasamang isang dolphin, maglakad at bisitahin ang Antarctica.
Until then, you know, you go on from day to day stuff and then, you know, your weeklies and your monthlies and your annual things that you have to do and achieve. But a few months ago when I actually sat down and thought, okay, this bucket list is a wonderful idea and it made me realize that, yes, I love what I do, but then I also have to look outside the square and look at recreational stuff that actually make me feel just as happy as running a business.
Hinihikayat ni Bloom ang pagsimula sa 10 bagay at mga larawan sa listahan upang makatulong maisalarawan ang mga layunin.
If someone wants to do a bucket list, they have to really just sit down, make their bucket list, put on the deadlines, the actions, how much money it's going to take, and they need to have it somewhere that they can see it every single day so that they can be continually inspired.
Maaring nagretiro na si Surendra Prasa, ngunit marami pa rin itong sinusuot na mga sombrero. Siya ay isa sa mga board ng Queensland Ethnic Communities Council at presidente ng Local Fiji Senior Citizens Association. Tumutulong din si Surendra sa pagpapalaki ng 10 responsableng apo nito.
Never say old. You have to be active, you know. My children say, oh, Dad, you are old. You don't work. You stay home. And it's time for you to relax. And I told them, I said, no. That's not the way I want to live. I would keep working for the community, keep working for my family, and keep working for myself. It's the best way of living the life.
Nagsalita si Prasad ng may kislap sa mga mata. Lahat ng mga ginagawa nito ay may kaugnayan sa habang buhay na hangad nitong buhin ang tali ng mga kultura sa komunidad. Habang nagbabasa tungkol sa mga sundalong Australiano-Indiano na lumaban sa World War I at World War II, 2 taon niyang itinayo ang isang memorial para sa mga bayaning nagbigay inspirasyon sa lokal na RSL. Walang imposible para kay Prasad sa edad na 75 taong gulang.
You got to do whatever you think and work towards anything in this world. There is nothing hard for human being to achieve. If you keep doing it, keep working towards it, you will be successful.
Sa mga panahong ito, nagdadahan-dahan na si Prasad, bagaman binibigay nito ang higit sa kanyang oras para sa mga bagay na nagbibigay kabuluhan sa komunidad.
This is the last stage of life. You're gonna die one day, you know. That's for sure. You know? You got to use most of your life, you know. When you are alive, you got to use it, you know, in a good way. And now I'm thinking to travel overseas, see other countries while your health is good. Once your health is bad, then you can't travel, you can't do nothing.
Para kay Bloom, sa edad na 63 taong gulang, puno pa rin ng sorpresa ang buhay kahit na nakasakay na ito sa mga kamelyo sa Gobi Desert, nakapaglakbay sa mainit na Mongolia at nakapasok sa glacier.
Because I work are always in a group, so I'm always getting new ideas. There's all different things come up and you go, oh, I hadn't even thought of that one. So, yes, I'm constantly adding to the things that I want to explore. I just don't have a use-by date because I need to fit all these things in.
Kung sakaling makita ang sarili na nawawala sa realidad ng buhay, bakit hindi tumigil ang sandali, kumuha ng panulat at simulan ang pagbubukas ng mga pangarap?
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.